T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is our listener Caitlin overreacting or not? 314-531-9898. It's all over a haircut, so explain what happened, Caitlin.
I am so livid right now. My son just got back from visiting his dad in Kansas City, and my ex lives there now. And per our agreement, he spent the first 3 weeks of summer there.
Okay.
And my son just got back. He's 2.5 years old. I've never given him a haircut at all. Okay, I just let his hair grow out a little bit. And I almost wanted to cry. It's so hard to tell you this right now.
Okay.
My ex gave him his first haircut.
Oh, yeah.
You sound very upset about this. Okay, so I have all the details of this story correct, Caitlin. You and your ex separated. He lives in Kansas City, starts off summer with him, comes back, and he's got his hair trimmed. And you're very upset about that. Super inappropriate, you think?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Okay, his hair was beautiful. It was long and curly. I mean, he was just the most adorable toddler. Okay, and I loved his hair. And now he comes back to me. He looks like a completely different person. He has this like super clean haircut. It's just, I am so mad right now. Like, nobody asked me about this, and now there's nothing I can do because I wasn't there to see the moment his hair was cut. You know, I wasn't there to keep any of his hair. You know, I was planning on keeping it as memorabilia and something to just remember this time. I can't do that, okay? Nobody thinks about me at all. And it's just, it's ridiculous because now my son doesn't even look presentable in public. He looks terrible.
Okay. Aww, I'm sure he's presentable. Right, did you address it with him? What did your ex say?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I gave him a mouthful. And he's acting like I'm overreacting, and that it was very important for him to get, you know, our son's haircut done. He said our son is already looking like a girl, and this was very important. Oh,
okay.
Oh my, I feel for you because I have friends who are very, I mean, it's just a big thing for your kid's first haircut.
I do think it's a big thing.
Especially like growing it out. Yeah. Like if you're growing it long and now they cut it short and you don't even have the hair anymore. So I think he is in the wrong. And yeah, I think he was just trying to be a jerk face.
I don't have kids, but it seems like the issue is not so much like how he looks now, but the more of the issue is that the first haircut is like a big,
it's a big milestone,
right?
Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't. So I do think he's wrong for that. And I'm going to try to, I don't know, it's hard to play devil's advocate because I don't necessarily agree with anything he did, but is this argument saying that he should have a say in his kid's hair? You guys do need to communicate about that. But then he just was a complete ass because he didn't communicate either. He was going to get it himself. So I don't think you're overreacting. I am curious what other moms think about this and if this has ever happened to them, because this happened to a friend of mine as we're talking about this. Same situation. The kid's dad lives in Atlanta, came back from visiting in Atlanta and cut the kid's hair. And mom flipped out.
Oh my God.
So you're not alone in this. 314-531-9898. Caitlin, we'll see what other moms think, what other co-parents think, if you are overreacting or not, if they think it's just hair or they think this is a huge milestone moment or not, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And no matter what, I bet you your kid is still adorable, okay? So yeah. I think you're okay, Mom.
Okay.
Jump in and join the convo. 314-531-9898. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis.
Rolling commercial free, and we got some big drama. Caitlin was really, really livid. She was upset. You could hear her voice shaking on the air. Her ex, per their agreement, she says, gets this kickoff summer in Kansas City with their kiddo. Kiddo goes over to Kansas City. That's where dad lives. Comes back from kicking off summer. the fresh haircut.
Ooh.
First haircut. She said, didn't even ask me. I should have been there. I didn't want his haircut. Mm. My little boy is ruined, she's thinking. Or is she overreacting? Is it just hair? Does the dad have a right to say, hey, I can cut my kid's hair if I want to cut my kid's hair?
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
314-531-9898. Kim from Defiance, you're a hairdresser. Has this ever happened to you before?
Yes, several times, and I've always said, you got to have both parents there, or at least one with the camera. We used to have little things to put their first lock of hair in for them to take home, and recently I had a grandparent bring his granddaughter in, and he said, oh, while you're here, can you cut her hair? And I said, no. I said, that would be a big mistake. You would get in so much trouble. And
really? You've turned people down?
That's funny that he didn't realize.
Right. Well, then he came back the next time, because he always brings her with him, and he said, I am so glad you told me that you could not cut her hair, because I went home and told my wife and my daughter, and they were like freaking out. I was like, thank God she wouldn't do that.
Oh, my God.
You saved Grandpa from an early death.
Yeah. Sure I did.
How did Grandpa go? I got a haircut.
Just trying to help, so it's not good.
Yeah, it's a pretty traumatic thing, their first haircut.
Aww. Interesting to hear from a hairdresser's perspective that they're turning people down. Sherilyn, you're calling from Jerseyville. Do you agree that this is a big milestone moment for a parent and Kaylin's not overreacting?
It is a huge milestone, and it should have at least been communicated that he wanted to cut his hair, or, you know, that he intended to do that. Make sure that he took pictures and, of course, yes, kept that lock of hair. It's a big deal.
Okay, we all agree that the hair, first haircut's a big deal.
Yeah.
Do you think, though, that dad should have been able to say and overrule mom, like, hey, I want to get my kid's haircut. I'll take the pictures and video, but I should have a say in my kid's hair. Do you think he had that right? Or do you think both parents need to be in agreement when the haircut happens and that, or if it, you can't come to terms with it, you don't get the haircut? Where are you at with that?
Well, absolutely. The father had every right to get the son's haircut.
Okay.
And I mean, he's the parent too, and it doesn't really matter. But in the situation where they can't agree, I mean, something like a haircut, I mean, I would love to tell the mom right now, as much as it hurts and it's upsetting and, you know, you just kind of feel distraught, it's hair, it will grow back. Yes, you can't get that moment back, but it didn't change your son. You know, he's still the wonderful, beautiful little boy that he was. He just doesn't have that longer hair.
Yeah.
But, it definitely needs to instigate a conversation between the mother and the father as to, you know, just communicating, hey, you know, I think his hair is too long. He's looking like a girl, which, in my opinion, doesn't matter.
Well said.
Yeah. they just really need to have that communication. And from someone that is divorced and did not initially have a great relationship with my ex, I have a wonderful relationship with my ex now, and my children are adults, but the sooner they can communicate
even about
honestly,
the little stuff. Even once you start communicating about the little stuff, the big stuff becomes even easier.
Right.
So that's really good stuff.
Yes.
Well said, Sherilyn.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
thank
is dad overruling mom really a thing anymore? I think you guys had your chance through the 1950s, and now it is our turn. So step off, okay? It's not a thing anymore.
Such an interesting conversation. I did think dad should be able to have somewhat of a say, but if you can't come to terms, then you just leave it. Like, hey, both people,
right.
Because nobody wants World War III over haircut.
No.
And Kaylin was ready to start World War III. We're still commercial free. We got the Hollywood hashtag coming up. What do we got going on, Julie?
Well, since you always like to pretend you're like The Rock, I'll tell you how to eat like The Rock, Brett.
Oh, yeah. That's how I got the same body as The Rock. People are always like, is that The Rock from Beyond?
Yeah, totally.
Or is that Brett? Same mistake all the time.
I've been roaming around, always looking.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for all well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.